Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release: How great nations are born in their cradles. It is true that great nations are not born overnight, but there is no doubt that they are built on an ideology from which a system emanates. At its birth, its idea was embodied in a group that sacrificed its most precious possessions and supported it practically within its very being. This gave birth to its nation, which then set out to pave its way toward global leadership based on its ideology, achieving justice and mercy according to the standards of divine nature in just a few decades. It was imperative for the Ummah that truly wanted to reign its prestigious position among nations, not only globally, to return to carrying its message to the world and imposing its intellectual leadership and dominance over the ideas of justice, tyranny, and slavery. In achieving intellectual and material liberation, this Ummah must transcend emotions, superficialities, and the language of words to actions. The path to establishing such a state is very easy, and its features are very clear, especially if this state had been established before and had attained a great status among nations for more than 10 centuries. And the details and steps of its establishment and the principles upon which it was built were transmitted over time. Thus, the great state we are talking about was born. And this is the method followed by its leader, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his companions, may Allah be pleased with them, in establishing it after he sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the support of the people of Yathrib. It is a firm method that leads to the goal of establishing the Islamic State because it is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Islamic Ummah, the best Ummah brought forth for humankind, is experiencing its most difficult years in more than a century. Its lands have been violated and occupied, its resources and wealth stolen, and its people in Gaza and the West Bank have been exterminated daily for 2 years. Individuals, groups, and countries have distanced themselves from Islam and the implementation of its rulings, and disobeying Allah has become trivial to them. The concept of brotherhood in the deen has receded and has become limited to feelings. In the face of rotten national and ethnic identities that have divided it rather than united it and have plunged it to the bottom, these are bonds that Islam has forbidden and were imposed by the Kafir colonialist West through regimes that have betrayed their deen and people. It appointed them to carry out these satanic missions and created for them corrupt political circles of the same kind. Thus, the affairs of Muslims have become controlled by the Kafir West, which starts wars on their countries and manages it with its tools as it pleases and ends it when it wants according to its interests, as we saw in the recent war between Iran and the Jewish entity. Then Muslims, while longing to get out of these dilemmas and issues that have destroyed their being and made them feel helpless and humiliated, ask about the solution to their vital and branch issues. It is not because of their realization first that they are living in a corrupt reality that requires a comprehensive radical change, because partial solutions such as reform and identification with the reality of their rulers are useless and only prolong the corruption. The Western cultural invasion has spread in their way of thinking and behavior, a reality that is growing with the destruction of the Ummah's relationship with Islam and making it the ruler of their affairs. It was necessary to destroy the relationship and sever any connection between the Ummah and its rulers and exclude them and their political circles from government. The existence of effective political parties in the Ummah that adopt the idea of Islam and its method of change, which Hizb ut-Tahrir is unique in, has the greatest role in making the Ummah carry its ideology and creating a popular incubator for public opinion for making the return of the Khilafah Caliphate state their vital issue. This requires sacrifice and struggle for the desired radical change, along with those working for the return of their state that has been absent for a century. This duty is an obligation on the Ummah as a whole, not on the party alone, which seeks with the Ummah and through it to build a new Islamic state and not just to assume power. Then Islam will have no influence on the government and faces will be replaced by others, as happened recently, and relations and policies will remain as desired by the kuffar, disbelievers, and the condition of Muslims will remain as it is, their destinies controlled by the forces of kufr, disbelief, tyranny, and immorality. O Muslims, O you who are commemorating the blessed anniversary of the Prophet's Hijrah, it is your right to know why the day of the Hijrah was the greatest event in your history. It was the transition of Islam from theory to practice under the shadow of the great state that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam established in Medina and purified in it the Arabian Peninsula from all forms of polytheism. He set out carrying the message of Islam to the world and was followed by a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. The Khilafah Caliphate was an exemplary model of governance and administration both domestically and internationally, with its political environment of the companions. May Allah be pleased with them. So, O Muslims, if you truly want honor, dignity, victory, and liberation from colonialism, your tyrannical rulers, and the tyrannical international laws, then you must truly carry out practically what the Hijrah was for, which is the establishment of the Islamic State. Hizb Tahrir has explained how to establish it, so work with it to establish it. Only in this way will Hijrah have a true practical meaning. Thus, the great state will be born, which will struggle against the forces of disbelief and aggression and will be a dominant rival, and victory will be decreed for it over them, Allah willing, just as the great state established by the Prophet of Guidance and Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. But it was our will to favor those who were oppressed in the land, making them models of faith as well as successors. Al-Qasas 5. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Jordan.